This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's almost 7:16. You're with Kelvin, Ayman, and Cam on the evening edition. Now, we wanted to talk about political education, given that Undi 18 is something that has happened. There continues to be calls to teach youths political awareness, to equip them with skills they need to make choices at the polls.
So the main focus of political education has been all revolving around schools, and yeah, rightly so, because 14-year-olds today would likely be able to vote in the next election. But political education isn't something that stops after you finish school. Like democracy is an ongoing process. So one of the groups that have been part of that process is Policy Lab. And joining us now is their founder, James Chai. James, thank you for being with us today. Could you start by giving us an overview of what Policy Lab is and what you do?
So Policy Lab is a weekly policy-making class that is held primarily for young working adults between 21 to 35. It is to teach young working adults a set of soft skills as well as to create a community of thinkers and doers.
And why did you decide in the first place to start something like Policy Lab?
Yeah, I have a friends around me who are really smart, compassionate, and are intent on doing something larger than themselves of contributing to the country. But they are turned off by the party politics, which are normally seen as very dirty and unappealing. They are also not that drawn to the route of serving the government as part of their civil service, because the route is either too long or it is very unrewarding. So I needed to create a third and alternative platform for people who are like-minded to do something together, or just to meet people who are very similar in terms of what they want for society. So that's where a Policy Lab came about, where I thought that if I could have a class for a reason for these people to come together, which is to learn something and share something that they know, so maybe it would be a worthwhile thing to do.
Could you paint us a picture of what a Policy Lab class looks like?
Yes. So every Saturday, around 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., there will be approximately 30 to 35 people. That's the average that we've gotten every single class. And we would just set up a projector, and one of the speakers would start sharing on a particular subject. So last week, we have a very interesting subject on how to read the state and national budget. Previous weeks, we have economics class, history class, and writing class, and others. So normally these speakers are either from really, really top universities, or they work for quite reputable institutions. And the whole class is designed to be very interactive. So it will be around 30% that is lecturing, and 70% very interactive and fully engaged activities, just to make sure that whatever we learn, we get to apply it immediately in some sort of exercise or activities. So that's how it looks like. And after each class, that the remaining students or whoever wants to, they would gather together to have a meal together, just to know each other more. And that, I think, how you foster a community.
So in the lead up to the passing of Undi 18, there was plenty of conversation about how interested the youth are in politics. A lot of people said that youth are apathetic towards politics. What are your observations about this?
I don't think youth are necessarily apathetic, because what apathetic implies is that they don't care and it is deliberate. I think most of the young people that I've come across, they actually know about politics and they care about politics. What they are probably feeling right now is that they're very tired of what's going on, because not only is it occupied currently by a bunch of very old and the past generation kind of politicians, the purpose in which the politicians are currently engaged in is also not something that the young people really care about, because it doesn't seem to young people that politicians are doing something that's noble, purposeful, or useful for society. Because most of the time, it revolves around power jostling and personal attacks. So I think what young people are most interested in, which is related to politics, is policy making. And that is something that has a larger appeal. And based on the people who come to my classes every single week, which means that we almost have a very different group every single week in a batch of 30 people, it is quite substantial. So we have held 6 classes now, and in total, I think we've seen at least 150 to 180 people. And it is not a coincidence, I believe, that people are interested and they want to find a space where they could serve something that's meaningful. And it's just that politics is unappealing for them right now.
There is talk of increasing political education in schools. Is your initiative involved in those discussions about introducing it in the curriculum?
What I'm more interested in doing is maybe less of the education on party politics. I think what Policy Lab and myself are more interested in doing is introducing to younger people on how power and government works. So Undi 18, as you said, has increased the responsibility and power in the hands of young people. So something must be done to make sure that the knowledge as well as soft skills must be commensurate with this newly found power that they have. What Policy Lab is doing is currently we're working with very, very local communities to see how do we impart a lot of the education that's primarily relating to soft skills and knowledge building on how government works, on the subjects of history, economics, and how to pass a policy, for example, as well as soft skills relating to writing, public speaking, and research. We think that these are what we consider civic education or political education, just to make people more responsible as citizens, but also more useful as a person of society.
What do you think youths ought to learn the most about politics?
I think what young people ought to learn about politics is to know that the current political landscape is not fixed, which means that it is not meant to be like that. It is politics is not meant to only serve private interests of people who are hungry for power and to engage in things like lobbying, power play, or backstabbing. Politics ought to be a place where you can make the most lasting changes in society and to forward your causes. And I think what the young people should also know is that skills and knowledge are very, very important to be useful in the realm of politics. Because I think what most people think of these days is that politics are just a bunch of people who are less competent, and that's where you go if you can't do anything else in society. I think that's very misleading. That's not how it should be. And I hope that young people would know that it is still a place that requires large amount of capability and merit. And we must keep at it and make sure that we continue to engage in it, because we have to know that we are able to change it for the better as well.
Is there an end goal with Policy Lab? Is there a particular ecosystem that you want to create?
Yeah, I think in the short run, what I want to do is just make sure that everyone who comes to my class, they learn something, and it wouldn't feel like they've wasted their Saturday morning. That's the basic in which I hope for in the very short term. But what I hope for in probably the medium term is for people to meet each other who are very similar to what they believe in, and to exchange ideas in terms of how do you run successfully an NGO or civil society. Because a lot of people who come over to Policy Lab, they are very much involved in civil society, either through human trafficking causes, feminist movements, or any kind of skills building courses. So exchanging notes in terms of like funding, in terms of advice, that would be quite helpful. But in the long run, I really hope to harness a community of thinkers and doers. So people who not only are equipped with enough knowledge in how government works and how society works, but also having enough skills, enough soft skills to be useful to society so that they can play their part. I think there's strength in numbers, and we must continue to create that kind of ecosystem, which I believe is my small role in creating the society that we all want.
Now, before you go, James, could you tell us a bit about the upcoming class at Policy Lab and where we can find out more?
Ah, okay. The upcoming class that we have is this Saturday, on the 24th of August. It would be primarily on grassroots operation and advocacy. Primarily what this teaches you about is about how do you make sure that if you want to mobilize the ground, what the strategies are involved, what the concepts are. So to make sure that every cause has people supporting it, right, is to mobilize probably one of the hardest group of people. But once you have that number of people behind you, it is more likely it would snowball into a movement and therefore change is more likely. And just to make sure that every single class happens on a Saturday, so if anyone's interested at all, they could go to our Facebook page. It's Policy Lab, but that's spelled PolisiLab. And it should be quite easy to find. So I hope more and more people would come if they believe they could learn something, or they believe that a community of thinkers and doers is a good idea.
James, thanks for speaking with us. That was James Chai, founder of Policy Lab. So once again, if you want to find out more, you can look up the Facebook page by searching Policy Lab with policy spelled P-O-L-I-S-I. So you can keep your thoughts coming, 01878988899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Cam, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a ride.
It's just the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.